Hey, Corey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I was just calling back per your request.
Uh-huh.
Did you get a chance to go over everything with your fiancé?
I did. So I had a question.
Sure.
Oh, excuse me. A while back when I tried to set up my Google Ads and all that stuff, you know, and I'm set up on there, but I'm just curious because it keeps asking me for a website, and like I don't have a website set up, nor do I feel the need to have one, I guess you could say. Does that affect anything that you guys are doing, or?
We set up a website for you.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Included with the package. There's nothing additional for it. And the reason that you want to have a website with your Google Ads is because your Google Ads are going to go to SiteLink extension on specific parts of your website. For example, say you do mold inspection, okay, and your Google Ad goes to mold inspection. When somebody clicks on mold inspection within the Google Ads portion, what happens is it takes them directly to that part of your website. So it takes all the guesswork out of it for the prospect. That's why they keep asking for a website, is because the Google Ads are really kind of pointless without it.
I got you.
But,
okay, so.
Yeah, we're a Google partner, and we include everything. And if you're doing Google Ads or if you want Google Ads, we can manage that as well. We can, you know, talk about that at any point in time, depending on what the needs of the business are.
Okay. So it's $250 a month. And then obviously, like, how does it work considering we're coming to the end of this month?
It'll bill on the 22nd of every month.
Okay.
Yeah. It bills on whatever day, we sign it up on is the day that it bills on. So it's not necessarily like the first or anything like that.
How do we change that? Cause that's gonna, like, my billing cycle, that's gonna mess up with my work paychecks and everything. Is there any way to change it to where, like, you can get, like, to where it can come out on the 26th of every month, or?
Yeah, the 26th is just 4 days further. Let me see.
Right.
Let me ask my supervisor. I'm sure if you're willing to secure the position today and pay the $249 to get it going, and then we can push the billing out. I'm positive of it, is what he's going to say, yes, because it's not like you're asking for like 2 weeks free or anything, you know?
Right. And then is it, I mean, once I pay this, do I get like a confirmation saying like it's been paid, or how does that?
Oh, yeah. So you're going to get email notification of processed payment. You will get the initial invoice. You also are going to get a client onboarding call where we're going to go ahead and schedule an onboarding call with the technician, Corey. And this is where the magic happens. The technician is going to purchase the domain for the website, going to go over the keyword, service radius, all the things. And then you're also going to have access to a client dashboard. So the dashboard is going to allow you to log on anytime, day or night, to track the success of the package, and you can also view any invoices.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Future invoice for 26th of next month. Okay. All right. I've gone ahead and asked him that. So for account purposes, is your first name Corey?
No, it's Cory.
Cory. Okay. And then what is your last name?
Myrick. It's M as in Michael. Y-R-I-C-K.
Okay. And your email?
hometownpropertyinspections@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send everything over in writing to you. That way you have the initial offer in writing. Now, the $249 is locked in. That price point is never going to go up or change. It'll never increase for the duration of the relationship. It's all inclusive, okay? If you ever choose to add in Google Ads are done in $300 increments. The advantages here are that when we run your Google Ads, we A, get the best cost per click, but B, we also have access to Google algorithms, keyword coverage databases, and we link things directly to the website itself, okay? So that's something you can add in if you want to. For account purposes, I am going to go ahead and send out a text with the direct phone number and extension line for myself. If you need to reach me, I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. You are on Eastern Time, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have a home office of 1115 Robert Street in Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to keep your physical address hidden on Google to protect your proprietary information. That way, nobody can have your personal information, okay?
Lovely. I have a question too. And what is guaranteed? I mean, obviously you can't guarantee me and say, hey, you know, we're going to give you, you know, 30 jobs a month guaranteed. But I mean, like, as far as, you know, with the Angie Leads and the Yelp and all them, you know, they say, oh, well, they can guarantee you, you know, we're going to give you so many leads a month. You know, what you do with them is your call. But you know, how does that work with you guys? I mean, I would hate to put $250 a month into something and then get a one job a month, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's not how this is designed by any means. So the thing is those pay-per-lead companies like that, what they're doing is they're basing it off of the searches that are coming off of Google, and they're banking on getting a certain percentage of those coming directly to their directories, as opposed to the calls coming straight to you from the first page of Google. So in the last 30 days, between both Google and Facebook, let's see here. Okay, so Ormond Beach, Sorrento, New Smyrna. So about how far out is your service radius total? Like, are you looking to actually target?
About 40 miles.
40 miles. So between Google and Facebook in the last 30 days, there have been 3,378 searches done for home inspection and all of the derivatives included with that. That's not any, if you have any specialty accolades like radon testing or mold testing or any of those type of services, that's just your basic home inspection services that are coming up. So what we always go with, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. So we always go with within the first 30 to 45 days, the 1% rule. So if 1% of those are returning in phone calls within the first 30 to 45 days, you're looking at approximately 33 phone calls. Now, after the first 30 to 45 days, everything has really had a chance to take hold and gel together. The Google verification is complete. Everything is moving forward in an upward motion. Those numbers are going to increase about 3 to 5%, and you're going to receive even more phone calls coming in. So the first 30 to 45 days is absolutely where the foundation is being built. Your website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. Or if you give us access to the Yelp, we can just go in and make the adjustments and changes depending if you're going to keep the paid ads through Yelp. Again, with the Facebook, it's the same thing. You already have the Facebook page up and running, so that is going to eliminate a lot of the time that we have to take to build those sorts of things out for you. Basically, we're going to be able to plug and play, and you're going to see activity quicker.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have license and insurance for your company?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a logo for your company, or do you need one?
I have a logo, yes.
Do you want to take advantage of the call tracking system that's available? This is going to be a downloadable app that's going to allow you to track the physical phone calls as they're coming in. It does give you a business line, and it gives a professional greeting. Thank you for calling Hometown Property Inspections, LLC. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Something along those lines, and you're going to be able to customize it. The goal here is to eliminate spam and robocalls. Give your business a very professional greeting, especially because you're still carrying the full-time job. This is going to give them that professional greeting to let them know that they have reached the correct place and that you'll be contacting them back after hours or whenever you, however you want to customize that recording there. And you can even manage the recorded phone calls from the app.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Cool. Okay, that's included with your package. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Everything.
Okay.
I take that back. I do everything. I do Cash App, I do check, mm-hmm. credit card, debit card, and then I can do invoices through QuickBooks too.
Okay. The reason I ask is because we actually have the ability to include your forms of payment directly on the website, so you can always send them to the website to create payment, and when the payment goes through, it goes directly to whichever destination you have. For example, if you're using a QR code for your invoicing, or if you're using a QR code for your Cash App, or, you know, they can click directly to pay with credit cards, so that's another thing that they include with the website, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, outside of home inspection, is there any other services that you're providing?
No.
Okay. Scheduling your client onboarding call, do you want somewhere around 6 and 7 tomorrow? Is that, like, is the evenings better for you?
Yeah, that would be Yeah, I'd have to be about 7 tomorrow because I actually have a home inspection to do after work. So.
Okay, so but we block off hour increments in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. The latest appointment that we have is between 6 and 7. So is there a chance that you have a lunch break available?
Unfortunately, with that, my lunch break tomorrow is going to consist of me sitting at ByStar for fourth time. Trying to get my business check account set up and established.
Okay.
But I mean, whatever they have to make work, you know, if he can do like, can he do like 3 to 4 tomorrow?
Yep. Let me see here. Okay, 3 to 4 is their lunch time. We have 2 to 3 or 4 to 5.
Let's do 2 to 3.
Got it. Okay. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English, Corey. It's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. And then what happens is 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a push notification via text and via email. And then that's going to go ahead and put you in queue. If for any reason you know that you're unable to keep that appointment time, please just call or text back in so we can reschedule you right away, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I have that. So for the card that you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
A.
A? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And by the way, my supervisor did approve us pushing your billing out to the 24th of the month. So the 26th of the month, that's pretty cool. So what's going to happen is we'll bill today on the 22nd, and then your next payment will be due on May 26th, and it will auto bill. We're actually going to read a voice verification outlining that service agreement just to make sure that everything is super clear, okay?
All right.
All right. So let me go ahead and put this in. So for the card you're putting on file, is the billing address going to be the home office there in Ormond Beach, the Robert Street? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
The Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4011.
Mm-hmm.
5401.
Mm-hmm.
1953.
Mm-hmm.
5.
The last 4 cut out.
3325.
So just to verify, I have 4011, 5401, 1953, 3325.
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0827.
3-digit code on the back?
929.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet, M-A-C, Mac.
Okay. We set this security question to protect your proprietary information. Please understand that I'm going to read the voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. Your price point's locked in. So what I mean by that is Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money to produce the website or for your Google verification or anything like that. If you were to get a call like that, please note that that is a scam call, okay? And we would like you to just ask for your security question. That way you have everything, you know, you're not giving away any more information. That's why we set that in place. If you ever have your fiance call in to make a change or adjustment, she's going to need that security question as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. I did just get a notification that said your card came back suspected fraud, so you may be getting a notification from your bank right now.
Hello? I didn't get anything. Probably because I just had Facebook trying to do the same thing to me with their ad deal, and I canceled with them. So.
Okay.
Go still through, or?
Let me see. I can try it again. I always just like to. It says the account was closed.
Sure. 4011-5401-1953-3325. I don't know. That's my card.
4011-5401-1953-3325, August of 2027, security code 929.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know what else to do because it's saying that the account is closed. So maybe you want to reach out to your bank, or if you have a different card you want to put on file?
I honestly don't. It's the only card I have. I don't have a credit card or anything.
Okay.
Where are we at here? Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
Try this card and see if it works.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
5591.
Mm-hmm.
3657.
Mm-hmm.
1744.
Mm-hmm.
3486. Expiration is September of 28.
Mm-hmm.
Security code is 387.
MasterCard. Okay, update it. They refresh the billing. Okay. Okay, I have to wait 5 minutes after the last authorization trying on the account, so we'll give it just a second. I'll go ahead and read the voice verification so we can get through that part. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Hometown Property Inspections.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Corey Myrick, owner.
Corey, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yep.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which you already have disclosed the other companies that you are working with. We just ask that if you were to get a call from another SEO company, that you would let us know first, because 2 companies can't work on the same listing at the same time.
Gotcha.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is April 22nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and your setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The reoccurring payment will happen on the 26th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $249. Again, no hidden click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. So let me try again. Let's see what it says here. Okay, yeah, this one says insufficient funds, retry after 6 days.
Good God.
Okay. The other card is, that was my credit card. I didn't think I had a limit left on that card, but
sure.
I figured I would try it.
My
other card is one that's usable. I mean, that's my debit card, but that's all I have besides that.
Okay.
Little credit card.
So do you want to call the bank and ask them or see what's going on?
I gladly will. I mean, I know I won't get a hold of anybody right now, but
okay.
I can gladly try them in the morning, or if they send me a thing, I mean, I'll approve it. I'm fine. But,
sure.
Whatever works.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I know that on the back of my card, there's a number to call if I'm having a problem with my ATM card. I don't know who you bank with, if it's the same situation or not, but they have a 24-hour service for that.
Okay.
What if you want to give me the Visa card number again? I completely backed it out. We can try it one more time and just see what happens.
Yep. It's step away from my ATM. 4011.
Mm-hmm.
5401.
Mm-hmm.
1953.
Mm-hmm.
3325.
And then the expiration is August of 2027, and then the security code was 929.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and try to update this and see what happens. Yeah. It says the account's closed, so you're obviously going to have to connect with them. Should I? When do you think I should give you a call back?
Tomorrow morning will be fine. If you can call me at 9, I have a meeting this morning, and then I'll be out of that around 8:45, 8:30. So let me call them real quick and see if I can get an answer or anything.
Okay, if you can get an answer, you can just go ahead and text me back at the number that I texted you from, and I can give you a shout. I'm here for 45 more minutes. We're on the West Coast, so 9 a.m. for you is a little bit before we clock in. We clock in at 10. Is it cool if I call you then?
Yep, sounds good.
If I don't hear from you sooner? Okay. Awesome. Yep. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put this inquiry. Obviously, I hope to hear back from you in just a few minutes, and we'll get everything squared away for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Billy.
Okay, bye.